Oh, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is my co-host, Tracy Mahan.
Hi, and this time I'm not the reason she's laughing as we get on
No.
here. But I do like to be the cause of that when we go live, to just to throw her off. I like to say something really last second.
Yeah, this was funny because it's like get a countdown to come in and everything, and it was like going through the process, and then it was just this delay, and we're all going.
In. So no, we are so thrilled that that happened because hey, it's fun. It's fun and it's funny.
Keeps us.
Yeah. All the goodies.
So, yeah. Hey, come on in to the rooms, the chat rooms, wherever. I don't know where these go anymore. So anyway, come on in. Tell us where you're from because that's that. Now you're pointing your pinging your spots on the energetic grid out there, and that is so huge. So and I get a hot off of it. See to hear how
Yes.
where everybody's coming from. So
Venezuela, Norway, Australia, Iowa, California, New York. Keep them
super.
coming. I'll keep reading them. Australia again. Woo-hoo, we like you guys. Always coming in and cheering us
Everybody,
on.
you guys are fantastic. I'm always, that's why I get high on because it's so amazing
Poland,
to see where everybody comes from.
Alabama, Holland, Washington State, England. You guys are all over. My gosh, I think we need to just go in person and say hi to everybody.
I agree. We just,
Just
we'll come to your neighborhood.
yeah, you know what, I'm just waiting for that point where we can think it and we can be there, right? What was that movie, Jumper, where he could look at a picture of something and then he would jump there?
I
Yeah.
don't know that movie.
Ooh,
I might
it's
need
Jumper. You,
to
the
find
audience can help me out. They'll let me know if I'm right. Hi from Oz. Ireland, from Colombia, from
See, isn't it
Nebraska,
amazing when you hear all these places? Isn't that just like,
Philadelphia, England, yeah.
you
New
guys need to
Zealand.
see where you're lighting
Woo-hoo.
up. This is so cool.
Yeah, it's so fun. And go get your friends because I forgot to post about this today. So go get everybody. We want to ask a lot of questions. And how do you ask those questions? You write Tiffany in capital letters. And then you put your question after it because we got the beautiful Tiffany here
Yes.
today as our moderator for the chat room. She's going to come in and tell us what your questions are. So address Tiffany, then that'll grab her attention. It helps a lot. But yes, everybody go grab a friend, call a friend, bring a friend. Let's make it a big happy friends and family. Let's just
And
do it.
so that little piece of information, I just always remember it because this is airing in a lot of different places. So how do they get to where they can ask the question? Where do they need to go so that Tiffany sees them?
Oh, wonderful. Yeah. So if you are on YouTube, just post in the live show of YouTube and it should come to we have a collective feed where all of your questions and comments come in. But if you're on Facebook, please click and open the video so that you're doing it on the live feed, not on the post. And hopefully I got that correct. We just don't want to miss your questions. So if you're typing below just the little showcase of it, click on it, open it up, type in there, then we know we're going to get it. And so it's going to be all over the place. Yeah, we've got a lot of people on Facebook coming in, a couple from the YouTube. So yeah, if anyone is in those chats and they're asking, how do you get going on this? You guys are great. You'll go help them out. I know you will. You'll see it and you'll be like, oh, you're in the wrong spot. Come over
Yeah,
here.
you guys know much more about it than we do.
Yeah, because you're on that end. So that's awesome. All right. So this is really a moment where you guys can start asking your questions. By the way, we got Canada, we got Sarasota,
Lovely.
we got a couple from Florida that just popped in. So hello, Florida. Hello, all you guys
Canadians.
over. All the Canadians, everyone from Australia, New Zealand, from the
Fantastic.
UK. We got Seattle on here, so a little West Coast going on. You got me looking at that now. Yeah.
Yeah,
Okay.
see?
I
It's
know
fun,
it
isn't
is. It's
it?
addicting. It's like,
Yeah.
ooh, let's
Yeah.
go.
Yeah.
Okay.
After our
Let's
show
go.
last week, someone sent a question on my YouTube channel. No.
Oh,
Anyway.
that's right. Julia and I are competing for who can get the most viewers on their YouTube channel. So my team, you guys were one person shy last week. So come on. I'm not kidding. Bring your friends, bring your family. Boost my YouTube live feed up. Let's go. Let's do it.
Anyway, someone was asking about, and I'm hoping that you, I know we've talked about it a little bit, but it's like, but let's open this up and just see what comes in. But they were just saying something about, like, all the question was, what about Stargate? And I watched the movie and the series Stargate, and then I know that there's Stargates, I think, but what do you know of Stargates right now, and what information are you getting, and what maybe is this person asking? What about Stargate?
What about Stargates? Not really familiar with the Stargate scenario. However, I've had as you say that, it brings in a recall of a client that had us that was the guardian of a Stargate, if I
Yeah, see,
remember.
I remember you saying something like that. It's something
Yeah.
about a Stargate. I remember that. But that could be what they're talking about.
Yeah, so those are like what would you call it? Like the fold in times, because you're not going through a wormhole that I think, well, I don't
Maybe
know.
like a portal where you
Like a
can.
portal, yeah.
Mean,
So, but you can,
portals have to have guardian,
it's
so.
my understanding the Stargate is a dial, so you can click it into where you want to go and then you step through and it
That's what
takes
it
you.
was on the movie and the series.
Yeah. So it's not just a portal to one destination. You can set the frequency codes, whatever,
Right.
dial it in. Go where you want to go.
Yeah. And I don't know who wrote that one, but isn't it fun how, this is how we're introduced? And it's like, well, it was on that show. So could it be real? And then here you're saying, well, that's what they were saying. It's about what it was. And
Okay.
so that's where. We've been getting information for a long time from, I mean, like Ray Bradbury, I think that's the one. He his information, isn't he the one that did all the Star Trek and a lot of those
Probably.
movies and series?
Yeah, see, I didn't follow a lot of those. I think I
Well,
was more
anyway,
Quantum
and
Leap
they're talking about how all
then.
those things are if you look at them and you watch them, and it's like it's amazing. That the things that they were using and the things that were happening in them, they're happening now. I'm a large percentage of them are in, we're doing
Yeah,
them.
like it's happening. Well, in not to get into conspiracy stuff, but the conspiracy stuff does say that we have access to Stargates and portals like that. And I want to say, I'm going to throw a name out there. I want to say it was Emery Smith that talked about going down this elevator. And he talks about this on Gaia TV if you guys want to check it out. And he's, it's, I'm, that would probably be the place to go because that's where I would have heard it. He went down on this elevator and then they put him on this cart or this container like bus looking thing, and he said he was moving through what he thought was t underground tunnels, and then when he got out he went into this office space, and the window, looking out the window, it was space. They looked over, gave him a shocked look, hit a button, and next thing you know it was a different picture in the window. He
Oh.
didn't know if that meant like he was actually teleported to another planet, what it was. He couldn't say for sure. He was just saying what his experience was. There's a lot of stories out there like that. There's a lot of things that you can dive into that are really kind of interesting.
I
And
think there's so much more going on. Now, it doesn't have to be conspiracy. These are things, I mean, we've been introduced to these concepts and these ideas, and why wouldn't it be that? We know there are other planets or other dimensions with life. Oh my gosh, oh, such a concept, oh, goodness, mom was talking to ETs how many years ago? And she, it's like, come on, guys, get over that part. But it's like they're all in these other dimensions and other planets and other vibrations and other frequencies. And they come here. And so this, like, how is that happening? So see, there's ways, and that's by thought, is what we know. That's what mom got, is that they travel by thought. But to go through into other dimensions and to go through some of these where they're so, the distance is so far, I mean, well, if you're back to thought, there isn't any distance when you do that, but why not? You know, these concepts came from somewhere. When you look back at these things, I mean, like that's where mom met the person that's why I was going into Ray Bradbury, was my understanding. I think it was him. Anyway, I'll not say a name that way in case it's wrong. You know, it won't be, but that person stayed with someone who was channeling information, and they were bringing all this fantastic, really cool information in. And this was a long time ago, before channeling was cool, you know, before anybody knew about it, you know. And so, and they're bringing in all this information about all how things happen in other universes and other planets, and all the lives, everything that's going on out there. And so this person was writing all this down, everything, and then later went on to make television programs and movies out of it and everything. So the information behind these is accurate. It's real. Yeah. You know, so it's coming
well,
from
this place. Makes sense. Like,
yeah, absolutely. So that's where, you know, we saw it back here, and that's where we were being introduced to the concept. And then now we're here in it, where we're really quite a ways into it now. And a lot of the things that we saw back here in some of these shows that were really broad for our minds at that time.
Right.
I mean, I'm talking back in the 70s, you know, when was Star Trek? 70s, I think.
Yeah, seems like it.
And, you know, and that was just like, you know, over our heads. Oh, they were talking on little things all the time, bleep, bleep, you know, and they had all this information. Our cell phones can do so much more than what their gadgets were that they were talking on. They were, but see, that's where it comes from. So, but we were being introduced to it so we could, you know, and it's done in that way that we can grasp it. And so then when these things come in and we're into that timeline and into that place, then it's not, we can accept it more and everything. So it's like, yeah, these things are out there.
It's like slow disclosure, right?
You just keep describing, okay, Stargate. And I'm like, that's the movie. That's the show. I mean, that's where I'm going. It's like, that's exactly what the show was. Well, who's to say that that wasn't a way of introducing us to this concept of we can go to other dimensions, other places in this way, you know? And
well, and we're talking about other dimensions, other places. Even like if you go to, I think it's Netflix has the series Flash on it, right? And in the series in Flash, there's multiple Earths, and there's a version of you on each Earth. And it's like, now they're disclosing that. Okay, because that also was in some Gaia episodes that I watched where they were talking about, you know, they have a way to move into one of the other alternate Earths. And it's like, we cannot fathom how many things are actually going on.
Right. And you know what just hit me as I was saying the other stuff. And it was like, I forgot. I mean, I use the Stargate as an example when we in our class in level two, I use it as an example of how in hypnosis, we're moving from one timeline to another, and this is what we're doing. And it's just like that Stargate. We're disassembling the atoms in the person, and then they get to the other place, and then they're reassembling. And that's why you have to do things in a certain way in the technique. It's because they're doing this. They're actually moving through time. Duh, I forgot. I teach that.
Tell us about that Stargate, Julia.
Oh, so Stargate is it's real. This is how we move through time and space.
Wow. So it makes so much sense.
And we do it with thought.
Yes. You guys, our mind is the tool. It is. It's so powerful.
Yeah.
It's the thing that can move us. And this whole, like the third dimension, one of the things that was really over the last week, was kind of like, how do you move? I got asked the question, how do you move to different dimensions? I'm like, well, close your eyes. There, you're in another dimension. You know, you're no longer in this reality because you close your eyes to it. Now you're in your, in this mental state. The sky that you look at when you are meditating and you go up into space and you're with the stars and the planets, that's a completely different dimension than when you step outside and look at the sky. So we're constantly doing it. We just have to realize we're doing it, and then we can intentionally do it, and then we can move through all kinds of things, atmospheres and different planetary systems with, you know, more than one sun or more than one moon, and all these planets and different color skies and water, and yeah, so cool.
Absolutely. And that's where, you know, a lot of times things get dismissed, especially when you're in a meditative state or in some of these lighter states where the conscious mind is very active, and things get dismissed as that's just your imagination. You know, yeah, you're seeing it's just your imagination, but where do you think that is coming from? Something is actually happening. Where are those thoughts coming from? Where are those pictures coming from? Where is the, don't dismiss the imagination. It's coming from somewhere.
Yeah.
Dimensional experiences. That's what just came in.
And, you know, it's kind of funny because in QHHT, we, you know, we work so much with that concept of the third eye that Monica and I actually tomorrow are doing a third eye workshop, because we're like, you know, we explained it almost every session. This is your third eye. This is how it works. And it's like, mm-hmm. How fun would it be to just do a workshop like that and create something for people to connect with that for their sessions, for their meditations or whatever. So yeah, our imagination is where it all comes in, and mm-hmm. it's mind blowing when we can actually figure out how it comes in. How does it come in for me? How does it come in for you? That's going to look different.
And, exactly.
Yeah. And just get some really good insights to all of that, because it really creates a different dynamic when you understand how your information's coming in, and then you're in those sessions, then you're understanding, oh, I am seeing this with my third eye, my imagination. And I can't say how many times I've said, okay, can you see this? Well, I can imagine it.
Yes, I definitely could not read. It's okay.
So it's just a matter of certain words that resonate for someone better than others. Because if I say, can you see it? There, you know, there's some people that want to see that with their physical eye. And, well, I can imagine it. Yeah. And so that has become a word, as you were saying, it is a word I've adopted real strong, because it does help people get out of this idea that they're seeing with that physical eye.
Right. But so many times people think, well, if I'm imagining it, that means I'm making it up. And that's where I think we need to make a distinction. Just because you're imagining it does not mean it's not real. Is that right? Does not mean it's not real. It's like, again, where is it coming from? See, and that's where just let go of the idea that it's got to be physical or it's not. And that's what means real or something. It's like, there's so much more to reality than that, you know? So if you can just start there, then that will open you up to more and more and more. Just be open-minded to and allow information in. But that's like the first step. If you will allow that and accept it, that this is as real as anything I'm seeing with my physical eyes, then
absolutely.
You just opened yourself up to a really cool whole new world.
Yeah, I love it. All right. Well, it looks like a lot of comments have been coming in while you and I were chatting. So whenever you're ready, we can have Tiffany come in.
Yeah, absolutely. What you got for us, Tiff?
Well, I was hoping that we could continue on with kind of what your discussion was, but not a lot of that. So we're moving on to something else.
You like that.
Tease. It was a tease.
Let's see. This could be, I guess, QHHT related. This is from Emily. Do our children choose when they come in? Is it in their control or ours?
Oh, yeah. It's both. There's meetings that happen, but it's definitely the child's choice. Children choose the parents. Okay. And then there's a meeting where everybody's agreeing this is what I want to accomplish, things like that. And so that's where, I mean, everybody that you're closely involved with, you've made agreements. And so there's a lot of agreements going on. So, you know, this is what we want to do, and this is how I can help you, can help you. But children choose their parents.
And we kind of choose our birth charts too.
Yeah, absolutely. They choose a
That's gonna
time
be our map.
and then they choose the name. They give the mother or the father, usually the mother, the name so that they'll know what they want to be called. And
I was trying to think of what somebody had the other day because it was a different kind of name, and they were like, "Yeah, it was really weird when I got that name." And I'm like, "That's the one that's sticking," but I can't remember what the name was. But yeah, and I was like, "That's because they choose it, you know?" So yeah.
Yeah, because it's a frequency. So they're picking the name that has the frequency that they that matches them or whatever it is that they're displaying. It's something that they're so that's why it's picked. It's a frequency thing. It's a resonance. Where is that going? Because that's remember everything's that. It's not names. It's frequency. I mean, when we start talking to spirit plane or any other beings, you want to, what's your name? They're like, we don't have names. We have frequencies. So. We have names, but that human part of us wants a name. Well, they come up with a name that is in close vibration to their frequency.
Absolutely. Okay, cool. Next, Tiffany.
So Tiffany chose me. I chose my mother.
I chose mine and my dad, our parents.
Our parents, yes.
Sorry, distracted. This is from
She
Faye.
was reminiscing on picking her mommy.
This question says, is there a deeper reason for trauma or abuse? Are all traumatic events by your higher self, or are they accidents? Or are you attracting the abuse slash trauma vibrationally?
I think the answers are in the question.
Yeah, it really it's trauma and abuse. Those are things that and I know this sounds harsh. I know it sounds harsh, but it's maybe things that you're working through, so you're attracting it. And so it's like that again. That's a vibration thing, And if you're like if you're feeling a victim, or if you're in a victim mentality, and just really then you're going to attract situations to you that create victimhood, that make a victim out of you so that you can really experience it. Because that's what you're doing. You're like, I really want to feel this. I really want to experience it. And
Nobody
what
likes me. Then
the
you
whole
attract the
thing.
people that don't like you.
Don't like you. And I know you might think, well, why would I attract someone? I wouldn't want that. And it's like, sometimes we choose, and this is kind of, you have to pull back and look at it from a different perspective. Of that we are here as a soul having experiences, and we're figuring this thing out. This is a really interesting playground or theater that we're playing in, and we're in this role of discovering that we are the creator. So this is where this is the act that we're in right now, that we're discovering this. And so what better way, or not necessarily better, but what is a great way to maybe start figuring that out than to have a mental attitude and then create things that and attract things like that that are doing that. And then you're going, oh my God, why is this happening? And you're in the depths of despair and everything. Gosh. And then you start putting, connecting some dots and going, oh my gosh, like your question right now. See, that's you connecting dots. If it's happening to you or if you're in an objective place, I don't know. But this is you starting to ask those questions that are what creates the growth. That's when you start pulling out because you're like, wait a minute, if I can do that, I did that, then I can think other things and I can feel other ways about myself, which will attract different things. This is you being the creator of your life.
Yes, good answer, good answer. I guess I'm going to jump in there a little bit with like in QHHT sessions, we do find that some of that trauma is or has been in the past karma that has been worked out.
Do
There's
you
a
think
reason
like
that.
patterns you find like maybe it's patterns or you're working through maybe to discover that it's a pattern?
Well, and some of the things, yeah, some of that's pattern, some of it is we have to realize we weren't always the good guy. And so sometimes, and it's not that it's kind of hard when you're talking trauma stuff, but sometimes we played the role of the bad guy, you know, and then the next time the other person plays the role of the bad guy so we can have the experience. So we're getting both experiences. So we know what it was like. why the bad guy made the decisions they made, or whatever we're terming bad guy, you know, and then what that ripple effect was on the people that were affected by those choices and the abuse and all the things. So some of that is just, it's playing out to balance that scale. And so that you're getting the experience and you are giving the experience. So if somebody's out there that's trauma, you know, that you're in an abusive situation or something, you might want to ask, is there somewhere I need to forgive myself from a lifetime I was abusive? Mm-hmm. Might be a question to ask.
Yeah.
And then work on it from that way. Because otherwise we're like, why am I attracting this? What am I doing that brought that to me? Yeah. I'm trying to do my affirmations. I'm trying to change the way I'm, you know, reacting to things. And some of that's part of the lesson too, but it might also be that there's somewhere you need to forgive yourself for when you played that role.
Absolutely. Now you brought up something right there that triggered a thought there, that where
was that the smoke I saw with
yes,
the thought?
where you're saying, you know, that gosh, now see, it went away. It blew away.
Let's bring it back in. Bring it back in. We're talking about karma, about the scale.
Yeah, but it was that next thing you mentioned.
Forgive yourself somewhere in the from other.
Yes, lives. It was right before that.
Okay, Tiffany, help me out. What did I say before that? That we're playing good in the bad.
Yeah, for the part you played and things like that. Now. It has to do with that balancing. Oh, okay. You were talking about Gary asking all these questions. Why did I do this? Blah, blah, blah. That was it. I have found what I was told, because I was doing that one time quite a while for years with a situation that it was just spiraling and it just kept, you know, and I just kept, why am I doing this? Because I was taking responsibility that I created this. I'm like, that's step one. I created this. So it's like, okay. You know, then I'm going, why did I create it? Why? And that caused a spiral effect. And I'm just going down and seeing, because when you keep saying why, I mean, even though you're saying I created it, it's still why? Why me?
So why did I create it?
It still goes down that road. So in a session, I was told, you're asking the wrong question. You should ask, what am I learning from this? And seeing that's where it keeps you on that path of, yes, I created it, but I created it to learn something from. So look at things that way. Because as soon as you start saying, what am I learning from it? That shifts the whole dynamic. It shifts everything, because you're looking at it in a completely different way. And you're taking from it what you need. And now it can actually go away. Because that was, we have experiences to learn. As soon as we understand what we're learning, then we can go on to something else.
Nice. And I'm really relieved you remembered, or I might have lost sleep over, oh no, I interrupted her to be a smarty pants.
No, and you didn't. No. No, that's how my thoughts anymore. They're just ching, ching.
Oh my gosh, it's crazy, isn't it? It's like, what was I about to say? Uh-huh. Like, I went to you guys get to hear my stories all the time. I went to the grocery store with Josh, my oldest son. And we grabbed a couple of things, but I grabbed something from the deli and I was hungry. So I was like, you know, we get in the truck and we come home and I get out with the thing I got to eat and I went in the house.
You left everything else in the car?
I just went in the house and I'm thinking, what's taking Josh so long? Like, what's taking so long? What's going on? And he comes in with his hands just totally full, barely opens the door without dropping everything, kicks it shut, and he's standing there, a little bit of a hot mess, and he's looking at me. I went, oh, I forgot we got a bunch of other things, didn't we? His response was priceless. So he goes, we did, and I'm a little annoyed.
But I was hungry.
But I had deli. So anyway, don't go shopping with me when I'm hungry, apparently, because I'm going to forget to help you unload that stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyways, he was like, where'd she go? I just, boom, I'm out. Anyway, Yeah, so don't shop with me when I'm hungry. It's been proven.
That's the lesson learned here.
Okay. Oh, okay, Tiffany. Oh, yeah, poker. Get the ding dong going again.
This is from Julie.
Oh, what a beautiful name.
Earth is really a hard school. Is it our last life to learn, or do we go on from here?
Well, that depends on you. I mean, each one of us are different, and we're all in our different places in our learning. And for a lot of people, Earth may be the last. This may be the last time on Earth. I don't know if we're ever going to stop. You know, we just keep going. You know, we're always learning, learning, learning. And so it might be, if it's not the last time here, it may be, maybe we go back and forth to other planets and other things. We have all kinds of experiences. And remember, this is, oh yeah, they're jogging my mind. Remember, it's all simultaneous time. It's all happening now. So, you know, it's not like we're, let the
Yeah.
linear part go. You know, you're right now, you're having experiences on other planets and other dimensions as other types of beings. And those are all of these lives are feeding to each other. So you can enhance each one. So you're learning from all of them.
Yeah.
But whether, you know, I wouldn't focus on the last one. Just if you can go back to what am I learning here? You chose the situation so you can learn from. These are experiences for you. And like I said just a minute ago, it really helps me if I can, the sooner I can shift to what am I learning, that gets me out of that ugh, place. Why is this happening to me and all the drudgery of it? And
And
I
the stress of
yeah.
it. Yeah.
Absolutely. And you start seeing it for what it really is. That's what it shifts your perspective of it. And it pulls you back emotionally so you can see the bigger picture. And so try doing that. It's like in the things that are happening, the things that make it so hard, it's like, well, what am I learning?
Yeah. And let's just do a life-changing moment right now. Julie, your new affirmation is, isn't Earth school fun?
It's so fun.
It's so
Yes, it's so fun. Isn't
And
it exciting?
yes. So I know that when you're in the middle of things that just are really stressful and coming at you 100 miles an hour, this can seem like we're just like out in nowhere land with that thought. But isn't it fun? And just a couple months ago, I was, hanging out with some people where one of the gals says she was working on manifesting her perfect mate, her perfect partner. And she literally sat there telling me that she wanted to create this. And then about a minute or two later, she goes, I'm so lucky that I just have the best husband ever. And the way he takes care of me and loves me and supports me. And she went on and on about how wonderful he was. And I was like, it's weird. I thought she was single. And then it dawned on me what she was doing. But she did it with such conviction that even though I just literally sat there and heard her tell me what she wanted to create, and then she starts wrapping it up as if it's already happened, and she's so grateful for it
Yeah,
that I
absolutely.
believed it was happening, which meant two of us were contributing to energy.
Wherever two are
So,
in agreement.
yeah.
Oh.
And so just looking at how beautiful your life is and how grateful you are for the things that you have and the things that you desire to create, because it is in that joy and in that wonderment that you are creating the fastest and most accurate manifestations. So there you have it. That's
Absolutely.
my two cents to Julie
Beautifully
and
said.
everyone's.
Yes. Yeah, everybody, that's your assignment.
Yeah, we're all doing it with you, and we all agree.
Yes.
So shall it be, right? Two or what is that? Two or more agree?
Where two or more agree, it must be. It is so.
It is so. Yeah. Share the dreams with people that you know will share the dream with you. Perfect. All right. I know there's a lot of things going on in that chat over there, and watching out of the corner of my eye, I'm just seeing it. So,
That's
Tiffany.
great. That's wonderful that they're all interacting. That's fantastic.
Exactly. There's a lot there. It's a lot going on. Cool.
This is from Christine. Their question, what about animals? I don't hear many spiritual people discuss that much. Do we make agreements with our animals that will be in our lives? Thought that was a different take. So interesting
Different
question.
take on it, yeah. I was gonna say, I think we talk about animals quite a bit. And I know I did an interview yesterday and I was talking about animals a lot on there. And so, but you know, animals, I think they do. I mean, remember everything, there's agreements made and they are souls. And, you know, that's, I highly believe many times, especially the, our, the close pets that we have, the ones that we're in close proximity to, I highly believe those are guides. I would not be surprised at all if those are
Absolutely.
guides, man, you know, coming into the physical with us.
Yeah. Couldn't have said that better. I, you know, my house is filled with animals. Most of you that watch this know that. I have three dogs. We're way up to four cats now and three birds. And today somebody tried to get me to adopt another dog so you guys would all be proud. I said, no, that would be too much. But yeah, every one of them, I like my little dog bonds with me. I would have picked her up, but she had just like 2 seconds before you asked that question, ran away. But normally she's sitting right behind me in the chair. And, you know, that there's definitely a soul bond with her. And I call her my baby dragon. But, you know, I see the bond with my son and the animals. I just feel like, yeah, there's contracts there. I mean, think about it. When we have animals come in, most often we have to experience the loss of them too. And that's a big life lesson there, you know, to love something and to release it. And
you know. And when you think about how animals love, they love unconditionally. They are so unconditional. So they are wonderful teachers to us about how to be that way, you know, to love unconditionally.
Yeah.
But something that occurs to me a lot of times, like, you know, now I know this isn't for all dogs, but I just don't, my dog doesn't make a lot of noise, you know, he doesn't, he barks when it's necessary, but he'll talk a little bit, you know, he makes his noises to get my attention, but other than that, he's just very quiet, and he looks at me, and he's, I'm always like, what are you thinking, what is going on, and, you know, I mean, what kind of life, you know, it's a life of thinking, I think, a lot, it's a lot of, you know, introspection or something. I'm always like, what's going on in there? But you know, we have QHHT sessions where people come in as animals. I was a mammoth. I don't know if I've heard too many where they've been pets, but have you had any do that yet? I think it's usually wildlife, but
I've had them be birds and like deer, and the deer one was interesting because it was that person, and if I remember right, that person, it was a male that had a regression, and I think he hunts, and he got to experience what it was like to be a scared deer. So that was interesting. But now that you say that, I don't think any domesticated ones, but that's
so that might be another tick to the guide concept.
Possibly, yeah. Yeah.
That's a great question for a session.
Would be a great question for a session. I'll just be like,
anyway, we'll keep pursuing it. I think that's a wonderful question. But yeah, animals are very important. They have a very important place in our lives. And so I think they do make agreements. I think we know these beings way ahead, you know, and who will be with us, the ones that are playing major characters, and animals are major characters.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. And they're, you know, you just, I just think about my household and it's like, I can't imagine it without them. But, you know, it's like, I'd be so bored if I didn't have the animals. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it gives us, they help with depression. Mm-hmm. Let's say you're depressed, but you got a cat, you're going to have to get up and feed it and take care of it. And it's, you know, sometimes the animals are the thing that keeps us going when we're going through bad times. So,
true.
Yeah. But yeah, that was a good question.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. All right. Tiffany?
Okay. So we have Jade asking, Could you guys talk about what's been going on energetically with the planet, especially the last few days? Things are feeling lighter and more magical, spirit and 3D meshing. I'd like to continue on. Juliet says she agrees with Jade's question. She's not feeling lighter at all the time. I'm feeling wobbly, not good or bad, just out of sorts.
Oh, okay. That tells me if the wobbly announcer, that tells me definitely a shifting, as energetic shifting is happening, and that's where the body's trying to catch up, and that's where we get the some of the dizziness and the wobbliness and things like that. Have you heard anything specifically on, like, do you usually keep track of like what's going on astrologically and different things like that that might be having an effect or what's
Yeah, astrologically, the last one I heard, we had Pluto back in Capricorn, which was just like we've been all like, I don't know what to do, I don't know where to go, where's my purpose, what's happening? And then all of a sudden Pluto came back in Capricorn. It's like, all right, I need to put some feet on the ground, I need to get some things going. And we felt like we were actually connecting with things and getting some clarity. And I think you and I, we did that. We're like, hey, we got to get some flights and some things. And it just
We
went,
got done just like that. Yeah. Boom.
yeah, just fell into place. And so that would be kind of what we're talking about with that. And that was a lighter feel. It was like, oh, that was really
Yeah.
nice.
It just bam, 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 all fell in place. And that could be exactly what she's talking
Yeah.
about.
Yeah. So the timing of us deciding today's the day we should do that. Okay. And it all just went. So yeah, like that kind of stuff is happening. Now, as far as a lot of people are feeling change, there's a lot of change going on through sessions. What I'm finding out is new earth codes are coming in. So, and then I was noticing that somebody was posting about solar flares, which that can make you really sleepy, or if you're depends on how the energy is heading in. So that might be the thing that's jazzing you up, or somebody else needs to go take a nap. I notice for myself, I'm getting up early, like 5 or 6 in the morning, and I'm up. And then about 2, 3 in the afternoon, it's like, boy, a nap would be nice.
Yeah,
I'm
and
out.
that's exactly what I do. I get up early and then I'm taking an afternoon little nap just because
Yeah,
it's
and it
like,
feels good. And then it's just like, oh, that was just like,
naps are wonderful.
yeah, it was just like, oh, that was a sweet spot. Now we can get up and do some more things. So, so looking at that as like the ascension symptoms, we could be sending people go, if you're feeling wonky, go look up the ascension symptoms. You might find your answers there. Headaches, people have been telling me a lot about headaches. So the energy might be hitting you funny, bringing that in. I talked to Judy Koku last night, and she said she was getting a lot of reports of neck aches, the right side particularly, and that it was because there was so much information coming in that it was getting jammed up.
Oh,
So
I had my neck was
there,
bothering me this morning.
mine was bothering me. The she wrote me yesterday and says, "Is your right neck and shoulder hurt?" And I'm like, "Well, it did yesterday." I was like I couldn't even look over my shoulder. I was trying to be real careful not to pinch a nerve. And so yeah, she said, "Well, I'm hearing a lot about that." So again, there's a lot going on. We're in a really huge download year. From what I understand, next year is going to be a little gentler. Like we're really just trying to cram it in and get our stuff done so that we can start moving into some softer, easier things.
Well, usually, I mean, you
Plan.
have to get downloads, you have to get the stuff, and then usually, and then before you can assimilate it. So that makes
Yeah.
sense. We're like upload, just doing a lot of cramming stuff in, and then we'll start assimilating it, putting
Yeah.
it to use later.
Yeah. So if you're feeling tired, it's your DNA structure, your all the stuff. The solar flares are probably bringing in a lot of information. But yeah,
But
it's.
yeah, when she's feeling really light and accomplishing things, so it's like all of the above. We're, that's fantastic. I know because that's so much better than when it wasn't that long ago where it was like couldn't accomplish anything. Everything was just dragging and everything was like, can we just do anything? I just want to get one thing accomplished. And now it's like boom,
Yeah.
boom, boom, boom.
Yeah. Just try and keep up. It's all coming in. Yeah. Nice. Yeah. That was a good question. There is a lot of energy and it'll hit everybody differently. So don't be worried if you're not feeling all airy fairy and you're feeling frumpy grumpy and tired because it's hitting you different. And that's all. So, and have mercy around the people that live with you or that you work with because they're going through it too. Yeah. Okay, I'm done.
You know, our animals may be affected by it too, so don't be surprised.
True. I like watching Tiffany will unmute and then we say something, she'll mute. So it's kind of like one of those games where somebody starts to talk and then you talk. Okay, sorry, Tiffany.
Was hoping you guys weren't paying close attention.
I'm always watching.
This is from Valerian. Does Dolores say anything about when we ascend into 5D, we become energy or go through transparent body?
Eventually, what she said, as we are shifting, like at first we don't even, because we're already shifted. I mean, I'm telling you, we're in 5D. See, you really can't tell. People are going, when's it going to happen? When's it going to happen? Because it's happened. And but see, we've been shifting so gradually and subtly with it that we don't even notice. But if you were to look, if somehow we could look at ourselves however many years ago before the shift and us now, we, if there's some inner way to look at it energetically, I guarantee you our bodies would be much lighter. Now from here, what she was saying was it goes into through this process and then way down the road, then we get lighter, lighter, lighter till we're just completely just light beings. That's
Yeah, that makes more
what,
sense to me.
yeah. That's way down the road. And
However,
that's
I
why
would say
diet and
this.
shifting and all that stuff. So
Yeah, we've talked about this before, where you're doing something that really puts you in that happy place and your spiritual high, and then you go out and drive a car, and it's like everyone's cutting you off, and you're like, "What's happening?" It's because they don't see you
Right. I
because
somebody
you're not
hit me.
vibrating at the same.
Somebody hit me when I was in one of those states. And so that's what's like we're saying, you know, make sure you kind of back into
Yeah,
but
or at least
yeah.
around, like, okay, make sure all the 3D people see my 5D car,
Yeah,
because
exactly.
yeah, because you're gonna be not seen. So you're still experiencing a physical body, but your vibration isn't resonating where theirs is, and so they're not noticing you. So yeah, then that happens a lot. I went to the county fair. Gosh, it was a few years back, but I'd go stand in line for something, and this whole group of people came in and cut and stood right in front of me, and I was like, "Excuse me, I'm in line." And they're like, "Oh, I didn't even see you." And it was the weirdest thing. I thought, "Wow, that was weird." So then I start walking, and somebody just walks right in front of me and then slows down. And it's like, whatever. I go around them, and they're like, "Oh, sorry, I didn't see you." And it was made a point that they would tell me they didn't see me, so that I would start getting it. And so when I went home, and I was like, "What was happening?" And somebody was like, "Well, you were experiencing another dimension. They weren't seeing you. Literally weren't seeing you. They
And
would
that's
have
how it
walked
was.
right through you."
Absolutely. And that's how it was that day when those cars were doing that. They kept cutting right in front of me. I'm like, what the heck? And like the second or third one, I'm like, it's like they don't see me. And I'm like, ah, you know, and I'm, you know, how you get frustrated with them.
Then you get
And
back in
then,
3D.
yeah, and
You're
then when somebody, then they hit me from behind, then that person said, I didn't see you. I'm so sorry. I didn't see you. That's when it all clicked. It was like, because I was thinking, it's like they don't see me. And then I don't see you. I didn't see you. It's like, oh my gosh, I was invisible.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah. And there are different spiritual people that I've over the years listened to that will say when we raise that vibration up, we pixelate to the third dimension. We're like invisible or transparent.
Yeah, because, well,
So
yeah, because
that's
you're
probably where
vibrating.
that concept comes from, that, oh, we go into an energy body. Well, in our dimension, it still feels like a physical body, but
Exactly. We
that
will,
dimension, so.
exactly. That's a, because that's what I'm saying is we're vibrating differently now than we were, let's say 20, 30 years ago.
Yeah.
And if we could put ourselves side by side, we would see that we are vibrating differently. When mom, you know, when they did, she did the work with the Nostradamus. And this is what I keep remembering was when, John or one of the people who were, she was working with at the time was meeting with Nostradamus, and he would say, I know you're from the future because you present to me as a glowing being. You are much lighter in vibration. And so that's how he knew it was not from this time. Yeah, no, I'm getting all the truth
So
bombs. But
all
anyway.
the time travel movies, then they have to change what they're doing,
Yes.
because even if I wanted to time travel back to tomorrow, today's another dimension or timeline than yesterday was, right?
Yeah.
So I wouldn't be able, yeah, I'd be in a different frequency than I was yesterday.
Subtly, you know,
Subtly.
very subtle. You have to kind of go back quite a ways to really see, oh, yeah, this is really different. I mean, where it was a glowing being as opposed to, you know, the solid. So, yeah.
Right. So maybe some of those angelic beings we see are just us from the future. Do we all see where this conversation could go? Wow. Like
Yeah.
it. Yeah.
Very cool. I
Yeah,
probably have time for one more question, maybe. These are great questions. Love
they
this.
are great. Yeah, we're having fun with them.
Well, this one will kind of go back. There's been a lot of chatter in the chat. See what I did there? About ringing in ears. I guess going back to your ascension explaining, I'm sure.
And
Could you
that
elaborate?
is an ascension symptom. I mean, what's happening, what I was told and what I've done and everything, it's like it's a calling. So this is where you're being asked to go higher, raise your frequency, and it's the body is just kind of behind it. And so the ringing in the ears is just a calling to go higher, is how it was explained to me. And what I've seen sometimes are like beings that's like right there just trying to talk to you, and that's what the ringing is like. They're just trying to get you to come up, but they can't come all the way down to our frequency. We have to come at least meet them halfway, and that's where they're calling to go higher. And so I did an experiment because, you know, back whenever I would have a lot of ringing in my ears, and somebody was telling me that, and I said, if you'll just do things to make your frequency lighter, like think light thoughts, think happy thoughts, like Peter Pan. Ah, you know, whatever, anything that can raise your vibration. And that person was saying, you know, do I am God, you know, that's a light, you know, anything like that, that'll raise it. And then that will bring you up and see, and it'll go away because you're meeting them now. And so I did that. It started happened in the middle of the night one time, and I got the ringing, and I'm like, it wakes me up and everything. I'm like, okay. So I remembered what he said, and I started doing that. I started thinking different things, and it did, it went away. See, so now you're meeting it. The next thing there would be, there's possibly, if someone's trying to talk to you, maybe now you can hear them and understand them, you know, but most of the time it's just asking you to raise your vibration.
Yeah.
And that's what I've learned. So.
I got nothing.
Oh, okay.
What she said. I just always heard the same thing, that it's like a little messenger. Pay attention to the moment you're in.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's something going on that you need to be aware of, or, you know, what were you just thinking? What were you just doing? It's time to check in. So.
Absolutely.
And I like the raise your vibration thing. Yeah.
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 I am
Now
light, light, up,
on. Okay. I hope
Okay,
it freezes
I
on
think we
that.
can do one more. That was a short one.
Okay.
I'll try to find another short
Sorry.
this is from Vic. I do not know how to pronounce this planet, but I guess it's Planet X. Have you had any sessions with this planet showing up near Earth?
Oh, okay.
I haven't heard of Planet X in a long time.
Yeah, that was a while back that I think I saw something in some comments that was, some people were asking, so maybe it's making a return
Come
or
back.
yeah.
I don't have any information on Planet X. Yeah, it's
Any
been on
information
my radar.
on extra planets or anything unusual with planets around Earth?
No, I don't got no.
Yeah.
I am a total blank slate with
I
that.
know whenever it was doing its thing before, that's when mom was doing sessions and she never got anything on it either. So she didn't give it a lot of credence. And she's like, I don't know, you know, she wasn't getting anything. That doesn't mean it's not there, but it's just like usually sessions bring in this information. So,
Yeah.
and these are QHA, we're getting our 3-minute warning now. And these are QHHT sessions we're talking about where you have access, you know, you make connection to your higher self and this part of you that has all this information. So that, if you're wanting specific information like that, you really want to know more about it, QHHT sessions are a great way to find more out. That's because you get to travel through time and space and other dimensions and other galaxies, and
And those are the
where
fun
no man has
questions
gone
to ask.
before.
Yeah. Where have I been? What am I doing?
So if someone wants to have a QHHT session, if they want to have one with you, Tracy, where would they go? How would they find you?
Well, they could find me. I'm in Oregon. I'm about 30 minutes out of Portland, depending on what part of Portland you're in. And TracyMahan.com or QHHTOfficial.com, find a practitioner. And that's how you
Yeah,
find me.
so yeah,
So.
everything QHHT, classes, how to get a session, you can look and do a search and find someone in your area. If Tracy's a little too far for you, just find someone in your area. QHHTOfficial.com. And we have information there on our courses if you would like to do that. I think Tracy has a code that can give
I
you
have a
10%
code.
off.
Yeah. If you want to become a practitioner, it's a beautiful work to do. I love it. Would welcome you aboard. You could get 10% off your level one if you use the words "the magic is real" as one word. The magic is real. That'll get you 10% off. And yeah, come join the party.
Yeah, and then we're having a retreat, reunion, whatever you want to call it, in Ibiza, Spain, in October the 4th to the 9th. We have all the information on the site for that as well. We will be there. We would love to see you and hug your neck. You do not have to be a practitioner to be there. I think we've made that clear on the site now. So please come and join us if you're able. We would love
Yeah.
it.
Yeah, we'll be there going, come
Yes, Tiffany's
on.
going to be there too. Come on.
Yeah,
So
well,
you'll
I'll
have
be there.
to
We'll be
get
like a concession line. You can just hug us all.
her.
All right.
Yeah,
Beautiful.
absolutely.
All
Anyway,
right.
thank
Soul
you all so
speak.
much. And
Did
Tracy,
you want to say anything about soul speak?
we can. If you go to juliacannon.com, you'll learn all about soul speak, the language of your body. It is one blank. The language of your body, how to understand what aches, pains, and illnesses mean. That's just your body delivering a message. And then I
Excellent.
will teach you how to translate what that message is, what that language is. So, Tiffany, thank you so much for helping us through this, being our wonderful
We blow
moderator.
her kisses.
Yeah.
And to all of you.
Yes, absolutely. Big hugs. So,
Bye,
bye.
everybody.